was the week of BlizzCon, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except the Flameflash. Greetings! This is clearly too small for me. I am Flameflash, and I am excited about BlizzCon, and I have stayed up far too late, but I am powered currently by Mountain Dew Gamer Fuel, so I can't get to sleep. Lucky for you. Not so much for me for tomorrow morning. Let's flush out the system with a little water, shall we? Oh no, he's drinking and consuming something on the podcast. I know, I'm sorry. Raptor Report, episode 123. Welcome aboard. Let's go on a really weird recording time. Terraria. I blame the sun. But it was cool to check out the Halloween event. I did sit with him for a little bit as he navigated around, so it counts. Terraria added a Halloween event. Cool. Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon. Seems appropriate for the week of Halloween, doesn't it? Played through a level. Still really enjoying this game. Still not having a lot of time to play it. But I left my book behind when I went to take daughter to her ballet lesson. And so, I enjoyed Luigi's Mansion instead. Minecraft. I attempted to play Minecraft. That's it. Attempted being the proper word, because when I log into my cousin's server, I am currently trapped underground. Mining doesn't seem to work. I can't mine my way out. I don't know what's going on. I need to talk to him about it. Wii Fit Plus shows up for the final time on the Raptor Report, most likely. Hallelujah! That is because, as of November 1st, Wii Fit U was released. Now, Wii Fit U won't show up on this Raptor Report, but that's okay. We'll hit it next week, or this week, or whenever it is that I've newly scheduled the Raptor Report to hit, which I think is Friday, but I'll probably do a post-BlizzCon one on this Thursday. Hopefully. Maybe have the sun sit in. Probably not, but maybe. Magic: The Gathering. I had my best record on Friday Night Magic. This would have been the, not this last week, of course, but the week before. And I won a game, I lost a game, and I tied twice. Yeah. That constitutes my best record at a Friday Night Magic. Yeah. So, needless to say, when they went this last Friday, on the 1st, I can talk about it since I didn't go, so therefore it wasn't on Friday night, or the Raptor Report. But when they went, they went to the other venue that we sometimes go to, and I was saddened to hear that I've been doing it wrong. I have been going to a location that, while they are gamers, they take Magic: The Gathering far too seriously. They just do. They play at tournaments, like big tournaments. One of these fellows even went to Europe to participate in a tournament. Holy crap. I bow to their immense power and knowledge of Magic: The Gathering, but I can't manage that. At all. I can't fight against that. It's no wonder my record hasn't been good until now, playing at the other place. Because buying an event deck, I have one of the stronger decks there. Which is sad. I don't like that. I'm having a lot more fun, actually, because it's more competitive. It's closer games. I don't just get my butt handed to me. Cool. So what I'll probably do is do business with the other place, and then if I F&M, I'll probably do it at this place. World of Warcraft appears on the Raptor Report. I believe I accomplished all of my Hollow's End goals. And that's good. The sun now has the hallowed title. I believe I hear someone on the stairs. I am awake. Just recording really late. But that's it. BlizzCon is this Friday. My one last goal in WoW is to get a noodle cart. To get the noodle carts. I like having all of the cooking recipes. And the only way I know I can do that at this point on my main is probably to pursue it while it is still current content. Because once whatever this new expansion hits, it's going to be really hard to get. Fortunately, I am a tank, so I will tank my way through whatever dungeons are necessary, queue fast, and I shall have the noodles cart. Now, post-Raptor report, I still hear somebody upstairs wandering around. Hello? All right, well, hey bud, halt, go back to bed. Elder son wandering around. You okay? Okay. Back to bed. I'll be up shortly. I'm Fine Flash. I'm a dad. And I'm proud of it. Anyway, post-Raptor report. We have Diablo. Adding transmog and enchanting come the new expansion. Cool. And as WoW Insider has said multiple times at this point, let's steal it. I want it, my precious. Transmog for me in World of Warcraft has been rather blah. Why? Because I have to grind these outfits separately for my characters. To unlock an outfit, to own the armor, and then be able to transmog into it account-wide. Winning. Winning on a grand scale. That's how we do it. That's how we should do it. I hope that's how they do it. This is how we do. Oh, sorry. BlizzCon. Attendees get the virtual ticket as well. Now, if this remains the case, if they stay the course, I will honestly pursue going to BlizzCon next year. Why? Because then I can catch all the panels. I can catch everything. What has been keeping me from wanting to go is my preference is the panels. My going to the panels. Sure, there are floor booths and other things out. I'm sure that there's going to be some sort of playable piece of the next expansion of WoW. There's going to be a playable piece of the next expansion of Diablo 3. There's probably going to be a next playable piece of StarCraft 2. But I like the information. I want it, my precious. Yes, let's overuse this tonight. But it's included. And that's awesome. That's perfect. Means next year I could get a virtual ticket for the family so they can kind of watch and maybe see me. If I have a decent enough question to I feel I could ask and get away with asking on any of the panels. Or not. But at least there'd be that, correspondence three wrote connecting us all. Blink-182 is the closing ceremony of the event. I have absolutely no reaction because I have no idea who Blink-182 is. I am an old man. Now, in all honesty, I've probably heard them before and probably have some of their music, but I don't give a crap about artist names. I barely know actor names. I'm lucky to know Harrison Ford, most likely. I just, when I consume a piece of media, I'm consuming that piece of media. I'm not overly caring about who the people are. I'm more appreciating the art that they have created, if that makes sense. But Blink-182 is going to be the closing ceremony event. Can't be worse than Tenacious D. Tenacious D. Okay. Let's stop geeking out about Blizzard for a moment. How about the PlayStation? Let's enter the PlayStation world. The controller works with a Mac. PlayStation 4 controller works with a Mac. Excellent. You thought I was going to do the precious thing again, didn't you? Anyway. Awesome. Bluetooth. Connect. Steam. Awesome Knots. Multiple players playing Awesome Knots on a computer. Right now I have an Xbox 360 USB controller that I plug into my computer. This computer that I'm recording on has Bluetooth, so I could theoretically connect with a PS4 controller, an Xbox controller, and then the son using the keyboard, because that's what he prefers. Awesome. A three-player Awesome Knot team charging in. Good, the caffeine's wearing off. Excuse me. Vita, TV. It's definitely a real thing. It's coming out in Japan. They're doing commercials now for it. I think it's going to be January, if I remember the article correctly. Awesome. It looks like it has an HDMI port, an Ethernet port, and then the memory card slot and the game slot. Oh, and the AC slot, of course, port. Cool. Sounds good to me. PS3 controller is all you need, synchronized with it. You're good to go. It is also going to act as a remote PS4 station, so if you have multiple TVs in your home, we don't, but if you do, you could put the Vita TV, PlayStation TV, on one television, your PS4 on the other, and remotely control. So while the kids are all playing Wii U, I could remotely access my PS4 from another room. We're not getting a PS4 anytime soon. Too much money. But awesome. I love the idea. Nintendo! Wii U Sports Club will be a download via Spot Pass automatically. Cool. I'm not sure how everybody feels about it, but I'm okay with it. I opted in for the Spot Passing. Nintendo can send me stuff. I can just as easily delete it and turn off Spot Passing. Excellent. I am very much looking forward to seeing how they pulled off both the bowling and tennis multiplayers. Very much looking forward to it. And the internet. Another yawn. Good. Gamer fuel's wearing down. 3DS. Nintendo suspends swap note. Now, the show notes link to my write-up of it, which links to Polygon's write-up of it. But if you own a 3DS and you downloaded swap note previously, you have the notification that Spot Pass swap noting is suspended. So a bunch of sickos left a few logs floating in the pool, and now we all have to pay the price while Nintendo goes and fishes them out. Or just nukes the pool and lets nobody back in ever. Personally, I hope they figure out a way around this, like not attaching pictures unless they are approved stationaries, or screenshots from games that don't use the camera. I don't care about sending pictures. If I want to send a picture, I have email, I have internet, I have plenty of other ways to do it. Heck, make Swapnote type. That's right. Generative texting system. Come on, Nintendo. You already did. Just give it back. But that way, no moron or sicko can, you know, draw something inappropriate. They would. I mean, I know one of the Penny Arcade guys was joking. But his reaction to it was, of course, oops, sorry guys, my bad. I know he was just joking, or maybe not. But he was sending it to adults if he was. Joking with his peers. Joking with those who wouldn't be offended with whatever it was he was sending. Parents, watch your kids. When I go upstairs, I'm going to check on that son that just wandered down. I'm going to tuck him back in if he's uncovered. And then I'll go to bed. But I know what they do on their 3DSs. I know what they do on their email. I know what they do in World of Warcraft. No, I am not omnipotent, but I am their dad. I am their tech-savvy dad. And that comes with a responsibility. I was raised on the internet. I remember, back in my day, I remember when there were bleeps and bloops and screeches and squawks, and then you got on the internet. And you could never do something like what I'm doing right now. So get off my lawn! That's right. Any gentlemen out there, or ladies, who are around my age, and you're dating somebody who doesn't remember the bleeps, bloops, screeches, and squawks of logging into the internet? You're dating somebody that's too old, or too young. You're too old for them. Just saying. Might not be true in every case, but just saying. My kids, I don't think they remember the sounds. They were possibly old enough to hear them, but still, watch your kids. It was the Wild West when I entered the internet. And that West has been tamed. Slightly. We're at least aware of what dangers are out there. And it's time to acknowledge that, own it, and not make companies watch our kids. I applaud Nintendo for suspending it to protect children. I'm ticked at all the parents who clearly weren't watching their kids. I'll get off that soapbox now. I apologize. Double Dragon Trilogy. Yay, lightheartedness. Is on its way to the Android and iOS. Me? I'd like to see the Double Dragon version that was formerly on the Xbox 360 arcade. I still need to go back and beat Double Dragon Neon, which is an awesome game. Highly recommended if it ever shows up on sale. If it ever shows up on sale. I got it for free from PlayStation Plus. Love it. It is an homage to Double Dragon. And worthy of your time. Son and I almost beat it in a PlayStation, but That's why it's worthy of a sale purchase. Charmed remake is in the works, potentially, as is Murder, She Wrote. I'm a little disappointed about the Charmed remake because I think it would be better if they could, cameo in the actresses who originally played the Charmed sisters, but with their daughters now older. Set it slightly in the future. Oh no. And that the daughters become the Charmed ones. Cameo in old characters. Cameo in nods from the previous Charmed series. And in that way, you allow for for the continuity, the universe to stay intact. My notes just fell asleep on my Mac. I was talking too long. So we'll close out with some politics. Just a smattering of politics here and there. I'm going to have a hard time naming this episode. But an employee was fired due to false Oakland police accusations. So this guy goes to some kind of, you know, anonymous rally and says to his employer, "I can't come to work. I'm sick. But I'm going to drive the company car there." Okay. So the article you have to take with a grain of salt because naturally they're biased in favor of anonymous. But both sides, both parties, acted poorly. The employee should never have lied and called in sick when he's not sick just to go to an event. I mean, I schedule BlizzCon off. I've scheduled off. It is my vacation time I am using. It's been scheduled for months. Now, granted, activism kind of springs forth spontaneously. Ask off for it once you know about it. And don't drive the company car. That's his two mistakes. But the Oakland police going and saying, "Oh yeah, company X, your employee Y was just involved in a hit and run accident." Well, the reason we know this is because we have this license plate. Oh, thank you for confirming who was driving. We will contact this individual. You may want to pursue the individual privately as well for any damages to your vehicle. And so they fire him when he didn't damage the vehicle. And he also lied, so that's, you know, slightly better reason to fire. But so did the police, which is extremely unprofessional. Shame on them. So, President Obama tentatively is supportive of NSA changes. What they don't tell you is said NSA changes are laws that say make what the NSA is currently doing legal. That's right. So one of the bills for NSA reform, big air quotes, is just, hey, if it's illegal right now, let's just make it legal. Solves the problem, right? No. What the crap, guys? Just no. All right, here's something kind of funny. There's a Seattle mayor pushing for citywide faster internet an internet for everybody. So Comcast, it gets itself involved with the campaign of those who are running against the mayor. I suppose it's business. Let's get the current mayor out so that we can continue charging customers an arm and a leg, having a stranglehold on the information superhighway, and start throttling abusers of who use too much content. No. They're both exercising their legal rights, but something just kind of smells fishy about that when they're probably one of the, monopolies? Well, actually, saying it plural doesn't really make them a true monopoly, but you get the idea. Politics and tech. File decryption is protected by the Fifth Amendment. At least that's what the Electronic Frontier Foundation is trying to push for. It is what an appeals court has pushed for. So, thinking goes that if you are a criminal, you have been arrested for a crime, your hard drive happens to be encrypted. The police can't decrypt it. Are you legally required to decrypt your hard drive? Or is that you being asked to implicate yourself in a crime because you're decrypting the hard drive, making it available suddenly to law enforcement, and then they can just peruse as much as they want to, possibly stumbling across other things that you've done wrong that they don't know about, that they're not trying to press charges for you on. But you're suddenly giving them all access. Now, what bugs me about this is, what about the other people's information that could potentially be on that hard drive as well? Say, Red Flare, for instance, sits down and uses this computer I'm recording on. She has just as many rights, if not more, to expect privacy on an encrypted hard drive because she's not doing anything wrong. Not that I am either, but I'm sitting in the devil's advocate chair of this fellow being accused. And if I'm not required to sit on the stand implicating myself, why am I being required to enter a password to implicate myself? It's one of the reasons why, when the kids are old enough for Facebook accounts, if Facebook is still a thing in 2 years, that they're not going to be allowed to know their password. It's going to be saved on the home computer for them to use. But only there, so that way we parents can look in on their accounts until 5 years later when they go on their merry way to college and whatnot. But we're their protectors until then. By them not knowing their passwords, the schools can't require to hand over the passwords. Because there have been those horror stories floating around sometimes of schools requiring a child's Facebook password. But like with the Fifth Amendment situation here of decrypting a hard drive, those people who I have friended on Facebook expect that it is me, and only me, accessing the account. Or, in this case, Red Flare as well. But she denotes when she's posting a status message on my behalf. Or a picture. It's the agreement we've come to. But Everybody knows this. If they're offended by it, they can unfriend me. Likewise, all these kids are going to know, right off the bat, my parents have access to this account, so you better behave yourselves. Simple enough. Very simple. File decryption, in my opinion, is protected by the Fifth Amendment. It's not like, say, the police searching a car, where, you know, under, I think it's the Fourth, you have the right to a warrant, the legal searches and seizures, because the car is a mobile item, an object. When I am pulled over, if there is a probable cause, if I am put under arrest, my vehicle can be searched because the next time my vehicle becomes available to the police, whatever that was incriminating in there might be gone. Now, in this case, they have the hard drive. They have the physical, they have the car in impound. They just don't have the keys. And they don't have any way other way in because the glass won't break. They can't get in, but they can tow it around from impound to impound. But I'm not required to give over the keys. I'm pretty hard, often, on the TSA, as they like to, take our rights away and search and seize. But at the LA airport, in this last week, there was a shooting. And flameflash.net wishes the families that were impacted by this event all the best. And with that moment of silence, and with a really downer moment, sorry about that, I'll bring episode 123 to a close. And I'll see you on the BlizzCon virtual ticket later this week. Have a good night.